It's the 23rd of March. Do you remember this? It's the day in 1980 when Alan Border became the first and only batsman to score 150s in each innings of a test, playing Pakistan in Lahore.
So Alan Border sent me. What a good century it's been when you consider that he's had a tough season.
US President Ronald Reagan announced the Strategic Defense Initiative that became known as Star Wars in 1983.
This subject involves the most basic duty that any president and any people share, the duty to protect and strengthen the peace.
It's the anniversary of the start of this long-running soap in 1987. Yes, The Bold and the Beautiful. The 8,000th episode went to air last year.
Look, Ridge, I already know that you've been to see Taylor.
You do?
Yes, I do.
The epic film Titanic won 11 Academy Awards on this day in 1998, equaling the record set by Ben-Hur. Here's director James Cameron collecting the Best Picture Oscar.
The message of Titanic, of course, is that if the great ship can sink, the unthinkable can happen, the future's unknowable. The only thing that we truly own is today.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan tops the birthday list today. She's 67. Had the hits I'm Every Woman and I Feel For You. Actor Richard Greco turns 55. He was a star of 21 Jump Street and then his own series, Booker.
The system works for you, Tommy. Be glad it does. I am.
Former English Test captain Mike Atherton celebrates his 52nd birthday.
Well, it's a personal triumph here for Michael Atherton. 15th Test 100, his first here at the Oval.
And Taylor Henderson is 27. After ranking third on Australia's Got Talent and second on X Factor, he went on to have a couple of number one albums. Finally, today is the anniversary of the death of screen legend Elizabeth Taylor. She was 79 when she died on this day in 2011.
I asked it of Julius Caesar. I demand it of you.
Remembering Elizabeth Taylor on March 23rd.